Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of anxiety about people having kids that they could lose custody over when they feel like they're doing everything right. And I guess there was an Indiana couple who had a teenager who had an eating disorder. And I think the teenager wanted to transition, and the family were, they were pretty devout in their religion. I think they were Christian. And they had not necessarily supported the child transitioning. They end up losing custody of the child, and the court sides with the court. I think it went to the Indiana Appeals Court. They apparently sided with the original court, with the parents losing custody. And then now the Supreme Court in Indiana does not want to take up the case. Now, this concerns parents a lot, and we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, more about the dynamics of that. But, you know, parents don't want to lose their child. And if you are a physician or you are a counselor and you are really concerned about a child's well-being who is transgender, you don't want to rip them away from their parents either. That's not the healthiest thing. I mean, you know, when you have somebody who is struggling with their gender identity and changing their minds and possibly upset about the body they're in, I don't think it really helps when you lose your family. Because when you lose custody of your parents, you also lose access to your siblings, to your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your cousins. Now, somebody could say, no, because the court will allow, you know, the child to see their grandparents. Okay, that's very different. That's a much different dynamic when parents are out of the equation and then the grandparents have a very limited, I mean, it's much different when you're home, grandma's coming over, grandpa's coming over, kids playing. I don't know if you've ever seen a child displaced from the parents, but it is, and either put in a foster home or given to another family member to then take on the role as being the parent, it really changes the whole dynamic. And you don't want a child in an abusive home. You don't want that child beat. You don't want that child poisoned, neglected, malnourished. You don't want them undergoing verbal abuse, emotional abuse. But you have to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease. And so Mary and Jeremy Cox, who are self-described devout Christians, lost custody of their teenager. They were accused of verbally and emotionally abusing their child because they didn't accept fully that the teen was transgender. Judge ordered the teen to be removed from the parents' custody, get treated for an eating disorder, and participate in individual and family therapy, according to USA News. The state dropped the allegations of parental abuse or neglect. So then those allegations got dropped, but argued that if the kid went back to the parents' home or the parents who gain custody, the eating disorder might worsen. Now, I would also argue that the eating disorder could worsen if the child doesn't get to resume their home life. The parents were told not to discuss transgenderism with the child outside of the therapy sessions because of the connection between those conversations and the eating disorder. Now, I get, you know, I was a kid having parents that were abusive, but also physically abusive. You couldn't speak about certain things. They would be on your butt. I get why, you know, some kids are like, get me away from my parents. I don't want to be with them. But I'm a little confused with the consistency we're seeing here. And obviously the Coxes are fighting for their parental rights, their free speech, their free exercise of religion. But the court is saying the parents have the right to exercise their religious beliefs, but they do not have the right to exercise them in a manner that causes physical or emotional harm to the child. Now, many of us would say, all right, well, yeah, I mean, if you know, the religion is putting your kid up on an altar, you know, like Abraham was told by God to do with Isaac, you know, yes, you do need the state to intervene. You know, if the parents are going to kill their child, yes, and if parents are abusive, if parents are, but now we're opening up a whole new conversation of what the parents believe doesn't matter for the child. Well, then what about abortion? Then are they going to use that argument to protect the fetuses that are about to be aborted? Now, the differentiation they make is, well, it's unborn. So the parents aren't going to, would you throw a parent in jail for aborting their child? I know some states are discussing that now, but when does the child have choice? Is it just when the child is born? Because then the conversation is going to come out, what about circumcision? Now, circumcision has had some medical applications and has had a lot of data in terms of HPV, in terms of cancer prevention, in terms of, you know, there are some medical arguments for it. But it's going to be a topic we're going to be discussing later. If a parent's religion is not in sync with what the child wants, do they lose their children completely? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So allergy season is here. And each year we get the list of the allergy capitals or the cities with the worst allergies. And I think Wichita, Kansas made the list multiple times throughout the list history. Congratulations to Wichita. I've been in Wichita. I live in Las Vegas. I think my allergies are worse here. But we'll talk about where they came up with this and why we need to be very, very careful with some of these headlines because I don't want anybody to move. But for those of you that do have bad allergies and you're thinking, oh, great, I can move to Louisiana. Well, you can move to Louisiana, but certain cities might have more potential for you to have higher allergies. But let's look at the data. So the Allergy and Asthma, or the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, they're very cool. They were founded in 1953, one of the oldest and largest nonprofit patient organizations dedicated to people with asthma, allergies, and other conditions. They do advocacy, education, support, etc. So they make this report yearly, which I appreciate. So their 2024 Allergy Capitals report provides insight into the, they want to rank the 100 most populous cities in the contiguous United States and look at their allergy factors. So they looked at trees, grass, and weed pollen scores. They looked at over-the-counter allergy medicine use, which, you see, we got to be careful with that. Some people are using it because they have chronic itching, or they use it to sleep. A lot of people use Benadryl to sleep. So we have to make sure they're filtering that out, people using that in terms of for insomnia. And then they also base this on the availability of board-certified allergists and immunologists. So if you live in a city where you don't have as many specialists in that, your ranking might be skewed. So I wish this was just about the pollen scores, but I understand they want to see also the numbers of people that appear debilitated by it. There could be pollen, but if you're not allergic to it, who cares? But if people are racing to the pharmacy to get some Allegra or Zyrtec or Claritin or Zizal or Benadryl, that's a sign that somebody's suffering from allergies. Although, like I said, some people are taking these medications for other reasons. And then you live in a town that doesn't have enough medical specialists, it's going to look like you struggle. So the top 20 capitals, allergy capitals, based on their pollen use, their medication use, and their lack of or their number of specialists. Wichita, Kansas came in number one. Virginia Beach, Virginia, number two. Greenville, South Carolina, three. Dallas, Texas, number four. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, number five. From there, going down, Tulsa, Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Iowa, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fayetteville, Arkansas, rounding out the top 10, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sarasota, Florida, Houston, Texas, Columbia, South Carolina, rounding out the top 15, and the top 20 is rounded out by Orlando, Florida, Little Rock, Arkansas, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Greensboro, North Carolina, and Kansas City, Missouri. Now, what about some of the better ranking states? Okay, so I live in, or cities, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. They came in number 35. I'm surprised. I thought it would be higher. New Orleans beat Nevada, as did Nashville, Tennessee, and Worcester, Massachusetts. San Diego came in 38, Tampa, Florida, number 41. But when you look at the final 10, which doesn't mean they are the best, now like no allergies, but they came in better than the others. That was Bakersfield, California, Tucson, Arizona, Stockton, California, Sacramento, California, Phoenix, Arizona, Cleveland, Ohio, San Jose, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Akron, Ohio. You know, Scranton, Pennsylvania beat Wichita a couple years back, and now they are not on the capital list. And so, somehow, Scranton, I guess, got their act together. Not sure. Maybe some more allergists came into the city. Maybe fewer people bought asthma medications. But we've spoken about allergies. You know, why are they making this list? So the AAFA seeks to offer advice for management of seasonal allergies, which I appreciate. They want to put forward community-based solutions for addressing the underlying issues, making living with seasonal allergies challenging. So if there's, let's say, a lot of flower gardens, or they have certain trees that are very allergenic, you know, that might bloom or shed their sort of pollen during, you know, certain times of year, you know, maybe avoiding certain trees that are very hyperallergenic, you know, things like that. But they also said they want to highlight the urgency of the climate crisis. So it looks like they're starting to change the wording of climate change, because, as I've pointed out, that's kind of a stupid term, because climate always changes. That's, if you understand climate and you understand science, Okay, climate change. So when you say climate change, so now they're calling it the climate crisis. Now, yeah, never let a good crisis go to waste. Famous saying. But, you know, allergies will change depending on the temperatures, depending on the thermofrost, depending on the length of our seasons. Now, they say allergy seasons are getting worse and they're getting longer. So they're starting earlier and ending later. But then what I'd like to see is also data on then, okay, because there's allergies in the fall. There's allergies in the summer, the fall. There's certain allergies in the winter. The spring, for me, is the worst. But I have many asthmatic patients where the fall is the worst. Is that shifting? Is that shifting for the better or for the worse? You know, are individuals starting to get more sensitized? I used to have horrible allergies where my face would be all swollen and my eyes tearing and nose. You know, yeah, I sneeze a lot now, but it's not as bad as it used to be. So is there a desensitization some people may have if there's a little bit more of a transition between allergy seasons? See, for me, where I live, it's cold, cold, rainy, cold, wintry, and then all of a sudden, boom, you get a bloom. And then you're just sneezing like crazy. But if there is more of a transition, if climate is changing, you know, is that a crisis for allergies, or will that help certain people? So I think that needs to be looked at. But allergies can be pretty debilitating. And if you suffer from asthma, if you suffer from COPD, if you suffer from chronic sinus issues, even cardiac issues, allergies are not good. We like to control them. And even though allergies is a defense mechanism, you're trying to sneeze out pollen. You're trying to sneeze out spores and sneeze things out to get it away from your body is a defense mechanism. And so we try to control it because otherwise you wouldn't be breathing. You could sometimes worsen your asthma, worsen your respiratory illness. You're not breathing as well as you should. But then on the flip side, is there a detriment to us that load up on steroids, load up on antihistamines, load up on medications, and allow these antigens in? Is anybody studying that? Just like we discussed with fevers. Some parents, when their child has a mild fever, they almost overdose their kid on Tylenol and Motrin, when a mild low-grade fever may actually help fight infection. Now, I understand we don't want to see the temperature spike quickly and there be a febrile seizure, but are we sometimes doing more harm than good? Nasal corticosteroid sprays, you're not supposed to be on them for 20 years. And individuals will tell me they always take their daily Flonase every day. Now, if that is being recommended by your medical provider, by your ENT, by your allergist, if your provider says, look, you are going to constantly be on inhaled or nasal corticosteroids, that's one thing. But if you're treating yourself, you might want to get some better advice. And so these states, when you look at the list of states, and I have a link to this on my Facebook and Twitter. It's the 2024 Allergy Capitals. Keep in mind, they're looking at pollen, they're looking at medicine use, and they're looking at specialists. You know, an allergist being able to do allergy testing, being able to help work with your allergies is fantastic. But if you live in an area where you don't have many of them, does that really make that an allergy capital? An allergy capital to me is where there's so many different types of vegetation that you can't even turn around without getting pollen blown into your face. That's kind of not what they're saying here. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. It will be another 6 years in power for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has officially announced his victory in the Russian presidential elections. He reportedly won with a total of 88% of voters preferring Putin over the rest, though he had few challengers. Putin was widely expected to win, and so Russia's war with Ukraine will continue. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. But the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is fascinating to me. Now, let me see if I could get my Facebook Live on this one because I want to talk about this. So there is an ancient disease that apparently is making a comeback. So pirates and individuals who were malnourished were at risk for scurvy. you hear pirates going, are you suffering from scurvy? Scurvy. And it's vitamin C deficiency. Apparently, people are saying, public officials are saying it's making a comeback. They are finding that more of us are apparently at risk for scurvy. Not because we're pirates, but because we're not consuming enough vitamin C. So let me give credit where credit is due and pull up this source here. This is being reported by Indy 100 and MSN. They say, in the documentary Vitamania, Dr. Eric Churchill from Massachusetts spoke about encountering 30 cases of scurvy in the last 6 years. Now, some of you will say, well, that's only 30 cases. That's one doctor, and that's also somebody who's even looking for it. What are symptoms of scurvy? Your gums bleed. A lot of people, their gums bleed every time they brush their teeth. Joint aches, fatigue, being tired, anemic, bruising. If you bruise easily, and if your gums bleed, could be you don't have enough clotting factors. You should get that checked out. Could be a sign of anemia, but it also could be a sign of vitamin C deficiency. So many of you could actually be at risk for scurvy. Sorry, scurvy. Now, how many fresh fruits and vegetables do you eat every day? Wintertime, the winter vegetables, you can still get oranges and things like that. I think more people eat fruits in the spring and summer. They get cheaper, things like that, although apples and oranges are fairly cheaper in the fall and winter. But I notice, like me, I won't let people put lemons or limes into my drinks. I don't want somebody touching the fruit. Now, having worked in a restaurant, if they don't wash their hands and then they throw the piece of fruit or they don't wash the fruit into your drink, now I feel like there's some contamination. But I used to take that lemon and take that lime and stick it in my mouth and chew on it or eat it or whatever. I could eat citrus as the day is long. But if you're not around citrus, that's your only citrus, what's in your water, and now you're not having that, you know, a lot of restaurants also to save money, they're not putting lemons in your water automatically. Some restaurants are even charging for water. So we need to start to rethink about how to improve our vitamins. This is something that's very, very highly preventable. And when you look at the population, and when you look at individuals who struggle with this, you kind of wonder, okay, you know, why is that? Is it that it's our food choices? Is it that people don't have access? And so vitamin C deficiency, vitamin B deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, these are things that are very easily rectified. It's just we're not necessarily incorporating fresh fruits and vegetables, and we're also not looking for it. If a patient tells me their gums are bleeding and it's over the phone, the first thing I would tell them is, you know, get to a dentist. Doesn't sound like you have good dental health. Well, am I also telling them to get their vitamins checked? I should. You know, another thing I'm hearing people complain about is that when they cut themselves, it takes forever for their wound to heal. Well, vitamin C is a big part of wound healing. Also, immune system. When people say, oh, I'm getting sick, I always seem to be getting colds, what is your vitamin C intake? Now, many of you will say, I'm good every day. I take a little supplement. It's this little orange, yummy tablet like candy. I don't know if that's sufficient. I would rather you get the actual nutrients. And I would rather you get the actual, I think there's even more to vitamin C than what we could do in terms of packaging it up. And so let me just kind of review with you a couple data points here. And I apologize because I think my computer might have scurvy. It is really acting funny right now. And I don't like that. I don't like my computer acting like this. So, you know, we spoke about the signs. We spoke about the symptoms. We talked, you know, but your body might also have an issue absorbing it. And so another concern I have is we've been altering a lot of the way we absorb our nutrients. So, for example, some of us are struggling with our bone density because we're taking acid proton pump inhibitors, and we're taking medications to mitigate the acid production. Well, then you might have a difficult time ingesting and digesting calcium sources. So every time you're taking antacids and you're starting to alter, and mind you, you might need to take antacids because it's affecting your esophagus. You're getting acid reflux, and you don't want to end up getting Barrett's esophagus and possibly cancer because of the acid being, you know, refluxed through a lower esophageal sphincter that is being an incompetent sphincter, and all the other ramifications we talk about GERD and gastroesophageal reflux disease. So you might need to take the acid suppressant, but I've seen people take it all the time. Patients are telling me they've been on it for years. Well, that could affect how you take in nutrition. We're having now thousands upon thousands of people jump on these weight loss drugs. And these weight loss drugs may minimize their appetite, so they're going to eat less. Well, what are they eating when they eat? If they're eating a burger and taking off the tomato and lettuce, they're not getting the vitamins and the vegetables they need. And I'm not accusing everybody of doing that, but I'm looking at a lot of people that are starting to look pretty malnourished. And so you have to understand that your immune system issue, your skin issues, your poor healing, your gum bleeding, your bruising, might be a sign of a pretty significant nutritional deficiency. So vitamin C we use for development, growth, bones, connective tissue. It's an antioxidant, a very important one. And, you know, you can also get scurvy from smoking. If you smoke, it prevents the absorption of vitamin C. Alcohol can also prevent that. So if you smoke and drink a lot of alcohol like our pirates did, you can be at risk for scurvy. And then, of course, if you have certain food allergies, a type 1 diabetes and inflammatory bowel disease could put you at risk. So even though in the U.S. we might see 7.1%, I wouldn't be surprised if that's rising. So just to recap, if your skin is rough, scaly, if it bruises easily, if you have leg swelling, if you bleed underneath your skin and you bruise easily, if your gums bleed or change color or are swollen, if you've been diagnosed with anemia, if your wounds don't heal, if your hair is starting to coil and like a corkscrew, if your hair gets brittle and starts to coil, that could be a sign of a vitamin C deficiency. I wish we had pictures of old school pirates, but we don't. A baby might be irritable. They might have pain when they move, no appetite. So get yourself checked out and understand that, you know, your citrus fruits are not the only source of vitamin C. Your tomatoes, your potatoes, your broccoli, strawberries. Cleveland Clinic does a fantastic review of this. Peppers, like sweet peppers. And, you know, in terms of how much you need, I think adults that are assigned female at birth need 75 milligrams of vitamin C. Males at birth, or assigned male, biological males, 90 milligrams of vitamin C. So get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X, which is still so hard for me to say, as well as Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, this is something I know we got a lot of other things to talk about, but this is something that keeps coming up, and I've had patients, and I've had listeners, and I've had family members, and I've had, you know, this is something that keeps coming up in terms of family members and their personalities, or your boss, or your friends, or your colleagues. And there's a term that is used still pretty frequently and ubiquitously. It's the term control freak. And many of us have in our lives somebody who's a control freak. We work with them. We may live with them. We may live next to them. They might be a neighbor. And the personality behind that can be very, very challenging. It could also be very disruptive, very toxic, and very overwhelming. And we don't talk about that. I mean, some of us have parents who are just that way. Some of us have siblings. Some of us have bosses. It's, you know, I worked for a boss. I was a control freak. It was miserable. Absolutely miserable. Yeah, and you feel like you could do no right. So what exactly is going on? Now, I'm not saying somebody who is quote-unquote a control freak, which I really don't like that terminology, but needs to always be in control or needs to command control. Sometimes that's not their only diagnosis. Sometimes that is a symptom of something deeper. But, you know, we handle what we can. You do need to be aware that you won't be able to fix some of these individuals. But there's ways you could manage it. So let's say your wife or your husband, you know, or a family member always demands control. It's going to be exhausting. And this power that they want to have will never be satiated. And so if it's somebody who has still good, strong mental health, you could work with them. If it's not, you're going to have to, you know, sometimes separate. But if you have somebody with some decent mental health and you feel like you could communicate with them, one thing you could do is split up duties or split up the power, share the power and say, look, okay. I know you like this as your territory, although I would like to have a voice in this, but, you know, I need to have something. Yeah, you can't be controlling everything. And that, like, you know, friends with Monica, you know, everything was basically under her control. But, you know, this won't necessarily be as much of a group effort if we don't, you know, okay, you'll be in control of this. You'll be in control of this. You're really good at that. All right, but I have things I want to contribute. I have things I want to offer. So let me manage this part. And if you think they're going to get all upset, say, look, you know, it's not fair to you to have this all on your shoulders. You deserve a break. You know, and, you know, you have such a good heart. You're not being this controlling because you're a jerk. You're being this controlling because you have a good heart and you want to make sure that everybody's happy or that the project gets done or, you know, so you could always go at it very nicely, you know, but you have individuals out there that if they feel they are losing control, they panic, and they could become destructive. Let's say you're trying to save a drowning victim. How do you save a drowning victim? When you approach them in the water, you get behind them. You get behind them because if you're facing them, and they might panic and jump on you and not realize what they're doing, and they could kill you. Because they're panicking to stay above water. So get behind them. And you draw them out from behind. I mean, let them know you're there. Don't, and say, look, just keep your head above water. And then you bring them out. But you got to stay behind. Otherwise, they're going to jump on you. And it's not that they're so much a control freak. It's just that they feel like they lose control. They panic. And I have seen this time and time again with individuals where if they think they're losing control, it I mean, they just start setting off nuclear bombs. And so what is it that they're afraid of? What found it, are they afraid they're going to lose their management team? Are they afraid they're going to lose their job? Are they afraid they're going to lose the family? And sometimes we in counseling will say, look, all right, you know, you're not losing any of us. We're not quitting. We're not leaving you. We're not, you know, you're not going to, you know, lose your job. You're not going to lose your family. But you're, you know, you can't take this on. The stress is going to eat you up, and it's stressing us out. And give us a chance. Right? You know, nobody's going anywhere. Right? It will get done. It might not get done exactly the way you want it to, but the job will get done. And so you always have to kind of figure out what it is that they're really worried about. Some individuals, they don't even know. They don't know. Is it that they're worried about their health? But they're projecting it onto you as something else. Is it that they're worried, you know, they're lacking confidence? Is it that they're worried, you know, who knows? And so I see so much stress, you know, in patients and listeners that, you know, I work for a control freak. I work for a control freak. What is it that is making them that control freak? Is it just they were always born that way, where they always have to be in charge and they always have to lead? Or is it that there is some other threat that they are either fathoming or is really there? And that's what needs to be addressed. So, well, divide things up. You know, allow there to be delegation. Let them think they have a certain amount of control, but you make sure you have your freedom. But if they are somebody that is completely, you know, mentally unstable, you got to separate. You can't, because you're never going to please, you know, that boss or that coworker or that family member or that spouse. And it's tough. And I see this a lot in marriages where one person is controlling everything. And it becomes a vicious cycle. And then the other partner then starts to withdraw and say, well, this person's taking it over. This person's taking over. Well, then that person just gains more power. And then they're just running the show, and it's just an absolute mess. A marriage will not work if it's not a partnership. A family won't work unless there's a partnership. A workplace setting won't work unless people are a team. And I notice people are forgetting that. And they want to become dictators. Or they want to be the queen. Or they want to be the king. Or they want to be the ruler. There's a much easier way for things to get done. But a lot of us get, you know, feel very abused and feel very exhausted by these other individuals, you know, taking that much control. Nobody should control your life. They can control their fate. But if you feel like your life is being controlled, or you don't have a life, right, yeah, that's got to come first. So you have to identify it. And therapists could help. Human resources could help. But you can't live like that. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.